Our limud of Chofetz Chaim today, Hayom of Echol Yom, is Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dov Bechayle, Hishtam Refuah Shleima, Besorich Shalchayli Yisrael Bekorev. So we're in Klal Hay of Hilchus Rechilus. The Chofetz Chaim turns his attention from the Masape of Rechilus to the Mekabel of Rechilus. And he says basically that Loiselech Rochel Ba'amecho is the Avera of speaking Rechilus, or Loisiso Shema Shov. You shall not listen, you shall not hear, you shall not be mekabel, a false witness, but shema shav means something bad. He says that's the love of being mekabel rechilus. And he says as follows, the Gemara says in Erechin, daf tes vov, omad base, that shloisha loshen hara haragton, that three people can become killed by loshen hara. Ho'oimroi, v'ha mekabloi, umi shenema olov. The person who speaks Lashon Hara, the person who is Mekabel Lashon Hara, Umish Nema Olov, Kemoshe Yadua, as is known, Meinyan Doeg, from the Inyan of Doeg Va Doimi, Shanitrad Mea Oilam Abo Besibas Orachilus, Venego Noivir Akainim, Ashnem Alem Orachilus, Venego Shol Achakach. What's the story? The story there was, we've discussed it before, the story there was that Noivir Akainim gave sanctuary to David HaMelech. David HaMelech was at the time not yet the king, but he was the son-in-law of Shaul HaMelech, and Shaul HaMelech wanted to kill his son-in-law because he regarded him as an Amorid B'Malkos. So David, his son-in-law, married to Shaul, the daughter of, married to Michal Bas Shaul, was on the run from his father-in-law. And he was a refugee. He was a fugitive. And he turned up at the doors of Noivir HaKohanim, which was a city of Kohanim just outside Yerushalayim, where the Kohanim lived. And he asked them to take him in and to look after him. And they took him in, and they gave him food, and they gave him shelter. And afterwards, when they sent him on his way, they gave him food, but they also gave him the sword of Goliath. So they gave him a weapon as well. Doeg Ha'Doimi heard about it, and he told the story to Shaul HaMelech. And he told Shaul HaMelech that this fugitive that you want to kill, that you're roidifing, David, he's been given sanctuary by the Kohanim in Noiv, and they fed him, and they gave him accommodation, and then they sent him on his way with a weapon. Shaul HaMelech became very, very annoyed, and he sent his soldiers, and he wiped out the whole of Noivir HaKohanim as a result of the Rechilus that Doeg Ha'Doimi had spoken about what the Noivir HaKohanim had done for David at the time, taking him in and sheltering him. Says the Gemara, therefore three people died as a result, says the Gemara, the three sides. You've got the person who spoke Lashon Hara, the Gemara says Doeg Ha'Doimi was Nitrad Me'olam Hazeh or Me'olam Abo. The Gemara says, whatever that means, you'd have to understand Nitra Me'olam Hazeh Me'olam Abo. The Lashon Hara killed Noivir HaKohanim. I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of people there were in Noivir HaKohanim, but they were all killed as a result of that. And Shaul HaMelech, who was Mekabel the Rechilus, and acted on it, and created a sinner as a result of that Rechilus, and he acted on it, and he killed that Noivir HaKohanim. He himself was killed in the Battle of the Plishtim afterwards. So, therefore the Gemara says that you can see that all three sides ended up being killed. And there are other examples of this, and one has to understand the Gemara, it's not a punishment. We're not saying that the person about whom was spoken is a punishment, but Beliada, I'll explain it better a little bit tomorrow.
The Turaway, North West London, Thursday, Kof Zion Cheshvan, 28th of November, Rabbi Chaim Perlman, Shlita, Tzadik Ben Tzadik, and Tzadik Ben Rosha. This week's Turaway is sponsored by family Stimler, the third Simchan Asum of Alexander Lewin, Nerio, and him Stimler, Shetichia. Chasna took place yesterday. He wrote Sanchim Lubais, Demon, Bisrael, the Shem, Bisilo, the Schus Hashuim, Vacharim, and Melchomash, Shasulavatahem, the Shalom, Bimeiro.
Good morning. At the beginning of this week's coming Sedra, Parshas Todas have an interesting Rashi. The Pasuk says, "Vayeta Yitzrok Lashem Neuchach Ishtoi Ki Akorohi." Yitzrok davened towards Hashem Neuchach Ishtoi because she was an Akoro. Vaye Osa Lo Hashem, and Hashem answered his tefillas. Vata Rivko Ishtoi and Ishto and Rivko, his wife, conceived. So Rashi, on the spot, Rashi is quoting the Gemara in Yevamos Samas Dalet Amud Aleph, says Rashi, Vayetah lo, Vayeoseh lo, I should say, Vayeoseh lo, lo velo lo, that his tefillahs were answered, but not hers. She'ein doma tefillahs tzadik ben tzadik, le tefillahs tzadik ben rosho. The tefillah of a tzadik, the son of a tzadik, cannot be compared to the tefillah of a tzadik, the son of a rosho. So this morning I want to deal with the, first of all, some of Hashkofa in that statement, and see also in Halacha, where there are differences in Halacha, Halacha Lemaisa in Hilchos Shliat Tzibur, and as you will see, if we get there, the five different shittas, I think, in exactly how this plays out. The Gemara says in Brachos, first of all, a machlokus between Rabbi Abbo and Rabbi Yochanan. Om Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, kol ha-neviyim kulon lo nisnabu elo lebalei teshuvo. Ayin lo rosa lekim zulosko. Upligid Rabbi Abbo, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with that of Rabbi Abbo. Om Rabbi Abbo, mokem shebalei teshuvo omdim, tzadikim kemurim einom omdim. That the place where the balei teshuvo stand, the tzadikim kemurim einom omdim. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, sholom, Shalom l'rochek, peace to the those who are distant, and then it says a lakorov. So the as a machlokus here between Rabbi Abbo and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Abbo against Rabbi Yochanan, that the b'mokim shebarei tshuva omdim tzadikim gemurim einam yecholim lamed. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, al yedama odom bal tshuva shehu meruchek mimalas atzadikim. That the Baal Shuvah shouldn't feel that he's far away from the level of the tzaddikim, also because of the sins that he has committed. He is beloved, as if he never sinned at all. His reward is greater than that of the tzaddik, who was never tempted. Why? Because Kovashish Yitzra, because he had to be conquer his Yitzhara. And Omru Chachomim Mokim Shabbali Teshuva Umdin Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yechodim Lamed. This is the statement of Rabbi Abbo. So that's the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, that the Baal Teshuva is a higher level than the Tzadikim. Interestingly enough, there was an article in Kol Torah some years ago about the Chabina Rov, and the Chabina said something very, very interesting. He says, supposing you've got something which has a Hechsher stamp on it, an article of food which has got a Hechsher on it, and you've got another article of food which just doesn't require a Hechsher. So which is at the higher level? Is it the one which is with a Hechsher or the one without a Hechsher? So they said the Chabina, Yesh lehaktim lebrocho dovo sheyesh hechsher ledovo sheein tzorech hechsher. That which requires a hechsher should have a kedima over something which doesn't require a hechsher. You bring the raya from the Pirush Mishnayos to the Rambam, so only the Shabina could do this, from Maseches Poro. There, the Rambam says as follows, Omnom kol od sheyeh etzleinu ish tor yodua. Supposing you've got a person who has never been metame himself. Hine ein hevdel bein ish shlo nitmo ba'olam b'meis, bein ish asher nitmo kol yomov, ve'hakach tovah v'hizot. Got two people standing in front of you. One has never been metame himself at all. He didn't need to go to the mikveh. He never came in contact with a meis. Got another person next to him. He's been metame the meis, but he's gone through the process of tara. This is the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. Elo shezeh asher huzo alov, the one who has had taro, that is, has gone through a process of taro, Yosef Gordel b'madrega b'taro l'fisha posik va shofet alav shu tor. It's a Rambam, amazing Rambam. The fact that the Torah has been made that he's tor and he had to go through a process of taro puts him at a higher level than somebody who has never needed the taro in the first place because he's always been tor. No, that and the Shabina Rav uses that to tell you that something which has a heksha has a din kedimo in terms of brochas for something which doesn't require a heksha. No, don't know whether everybody would agree with that halacha lemaisa, but that's a very fascinating thought from the Chibina Rov. In the Shemoneh Prokim the Rambam, Shemoneh Prokim the Rambam, that's the Rambam's Hakdoma to Pirkei Avos. He wrote Shemoneh Prokim. There the Rambam discusses this question. He says, Behefrish asher bin achosid hama'ula, what is the difference in level between someone who is a chosid hama'ula? He never sinned before. He's been a tzaddik the whole of his life. Bin akovesh yes yitzray, being somebody else who's been had averus, but he's come out of it and he's conquered his yitzhara. V'amusha benavsha, he has to fight for it in order to reach that level. He's fighting for it, which is the higher level. So he says, Baskoma mina philosophim, I don't know who these philosophim are, that the philosophers say that the one who Yosef Choshev v'sholem mina Moshe benavsha, that the one who's always been sholem, he's at a higher level than someone who has to be fight his yetzer. In other words, he has a timer for doing averus, but he overcomes it. So the philosophers say that the one who never had such a timer in the first place, he is at a higher level. It's the Rambam. And he says, and the truth is, says the Rambam, there's good support for that from Psukim. He quotes a lot of Psukim from Mishnah, where that would seem to indicate that what the philosophers say, I don't know who these philosophers are, but the philosophers say is correct, that someone who is at such a high level and wasn't faced with any temptation whatsoever, and he's always done the right thing, he's at a higher level than someone who manages to overcome his temptation. But Sof he did have that temptation. That's the Rambam. Then he says, however, there's a contradiction to that, because we find elsewhere in Chazal that it's not like that. We say lefum tsaro agro, according to the amount of tsar, the amount of effort you put into it, means controlling your yitzhara, korah godol mechavira, yitzhara godol mimenu. And he quotes the other mamore Chazal, which seem to contradict what he said, which appears to be true from various Pesukim and Mishnah. I'm not going to go through the Pesukim and Mishnah, which quotes a number of Pesukim and Mishnah, which seem to concur with what the philosophers say. So he's got a stirrer here. So says the Rambam, the truth is you've got two different Mamore Chazal. On the one hand, you've got Mamore Chazal, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Our version is Rav Loza ben Azariah, but anyway, whoever said it. And Rashi quotes it in Chumash, you probably remember from Chumash. Hu Omrom, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo Yoma Odom, one should not say, I efshi lechol bosol becholov. I don't want to eat, I've got no taiva to eat bosol becholov. I efshi lil beshatnes. I've got no yetzahor, I've got no interest in wearing shatnes. I efshi lovo ala ervo. I don't want to be bo ala ervo. Elo efshi, a person should say, I do have an inclination to do this Aveiro, but Mo'ese, Avisha v'shamayim gozer alai. The tiber is there, I have a Yetzirah to do it, but I managed to control it. That's what a person should say. That's one Mamre Chazal. And you get the, in Yuma, you've got Meseches Yuma, Tana Rabbanan, Es Mishpotai Tasu, Devorim She'il Molei Nichtevu, Dinu She'ichtevu. There are certain dinim which are mentioned in the Torah that have to be said. In Mole Nichtevu, had they not been written in the Torah, Dinu Sheyichtevu, that is Elohein, Avodah Zorah, Gilui Aroyos, Shvichas Domim, Gezel, Birchas Hashem, these are in the category of Mishpotim. The Rambam uses a different, terminology. He uses mitzvahs Shamias and mitzvahs Sichtias, which corresponds to what we would say Chukim, which are irrational mitzvahs. In other words, there's no particular explanation for it. Wearing shatnas, I mean, you can try and give interpretations, but at the end of the day, shatnas is not really, it's not based on any human logic. As opposed to other mitzvahs like Gezel, Aroyas is controversial, because Aroyas, we find different Mamore Chazal. Aroyas sometimes is put in the category of what the Rambam calls Sichlias, and sometimes it's put into the category of Oshamias. Sometimes Aroyas is referred to as Chukim. It's also referred to as Mishpotim. We won't deal with that. But Aroyas, it depends on the type of Aroyas, I presume. I'll go upon him, Gezel, Shifichas Domim. The Torah wouldn't have to write this. We would know ourselves. The logic tells you that you shouldn't go around stealing from other people's property. You don't commit a murder. The Torah doesn't need to say it, but the Torah does say it. Those are coming to the heading of Mishpotim. Then you get other categories. Says the Gemara in Yuma, Devorim Shas Soton Ve'Umas Olam Meshivin Aleim. These are cases where the Soton and the Umas Olam Meshivin Aleim, the Cheperas Ve'Elohein, like Achilas Chazir, Levishas Shatnas, Chalitzas Yevomo, Taras Metzoro, Sorin Meshtaleh. Interesting list that the Gemara brings. We won't go into the details of the list, but these are what we would call chukim, which are not based on any logic. The shantis is the obvious example. The eating chazer, I mean, we find it revolting, but nonetheless, the Gemara puts it in the heading of chukim, not to eat chazer. Okay. V'shema toma ma'asa tohuhem, tamadlam, ani Hashem chokaktiv, ve'ino reshus laharer behed. You've got no right to object against them. All right. So the Gemara itself makes this distinction between chukim or mishpatim. Says the Rambam, there are two categories of mitzvahs. So the Rambam calls mitzvahs shamias and mitzvahs sichdias, which we would call mitzvahs chukim, and there's mishpatim. The Rambam uses a different terminology, as I said before. And the Rambam says like this, when it comes to, let's say, irrational mitzvahs, then certainly one should say, like the Gemara says, efshi, I really would want to wear shatnas, but you control Yetzirah. But when it comes to matters like Gezel Varoyas, then if you don't have a timer for Gezel Varoyas, you're at a higher level than someone who has to control himself in order to not to commit the crimes of Gezel and Varoyas. That's the Rambam. Rambam distinguishes between Chukim and Mishpatim. To answer the stira in Chazal, on the one hand, Chazal seemed to praise the person who never had a Yetzirah to do a mitzvah, is a chosid me'olam, and he's the highest level of someone who's a chosid who never had any temptation to do Avera. On the other hand, we see the Fumtsara Agra, on the contrary, the one who controls his Yetzirah, has a taiva, and overcomes that taiva, he's at the higher level. How can we answer both? Says the Rambam, it depends whether it's a chok or whether it's a mishpat. That is, if it's a type of mitzvah like shatnas, then he should attempt to say efshi, but no, Torah says I can't do it. Masha'enkin, if it's like Gezer Naroyas, where the seichel tells you that you don't go around committing murders, you don't really need the Torah to tell you that murder is something which is abhorrent. Therefore, it's much higher level, someone who never has that Yetzirah to go and commit a murder, than someone who really wants to commit a murder, but he holds himself back, and that's a lower level, says the Rambam. Yav Yaakov Emden in his Hagos on the Shemona Prokim is mefakpek on this Rambam, and he says the Lefum Tsara Agro, the Gemara doesn't seem to make this distinction at all. Right? That's Yav Yaakov Emden has a aura on the Rambam. But so in the Sefer Gamli Shemona for Rav Shammai Tzan, the son of Rosh Hashiva, and he wants to say as follows. He says there are two ways of measuring, if you like. One way of measuring is the level you are, and those who are accountants will know there's a difference between a balance sheet and a profit and loss account. A profit and loss account is how you get from one stage to the other stage. A balance sheet is a picture where you are at any point in time. Similarly here, a tzaddik, one way of measuring a tzaddik is where he is at that particular moment. So let's say, take someone who's like a chazanish, who's never faced, he comes from a family of righteous people, and he starts life at a much higher level, or Chaim Kanievsky. I mean, before he started his Avodas Hashem, he's already on a level much higher than we could ever hope to get to in the first place. So clearly his level is going to be a much higher level than any of us can aspire to. He's already there before the game has started. Masha Enkein, someone, but the other way of measuring, of course, is where you start from and where you end up. At how much you have moved. And of course, someone can have moved a great distance, but at the end of that distance, he's still not at the level of the Chaim Kanievsky. He's nowhere near that level. But nonetheless, he's moved a great distance because look where he started from. He was a Tzaddik Ben Rosha, perhaps, or he himself was a Barav Arya. So there are two ways of measuring it. So Rav Shammai Tzan wants to suggest that there are three levels. We'll see later, I want to suggest there's four, but he says there are three. There's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, then there's a ben tzaddik, and there's a tzaddik ben rosha. What do I mean by that? Says Reb Shmuel Tzan, Tzadik ben Tzadik is someone, yes, he's born at a very high level, but he's not only relying on his yichus to continue with his avodas Hashem. He builds on that and he goes higher and higher. He's a Tzadik ben Tzadik. He's using on the back of his forefathers, and true, his temptation is less because he's born at such a high level in the first place, but he's building on that, doesn't just rely on that altogether, as opposed to a Ben Tzadik. A Ben Tzadik, he's a chosid, he doesn't do any sins, but he hasn't developed anything himself. He's just got it because he was born to a very miyuchastika family, and temptation or sin was something which was totally out of the question, and that's why he's at a high level, but he hasn't actually built on that from his own avodah. So he distinguishes between a tzaddik ben tzaddik and a ben tzaddik, and then he got the third category, a tzaddik ben rosha, which we've mentioned before. That's an interesting idea. In terms, let's come back to the halacha now. I want to conclude with halacha. I say in halacha, I think we find five shittas. First of all, the Mogen Avraham and Hilchos Tefillah, Simon and Nun Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mogen Avraham, Toiv lachzer acha shliach tzibur ben tzadik. Ki eino dome tefillah tzadik ben tzadik, so it's a tefillah of a tzadik. It was not a tzaddik, not the son of a tzaddik. So Mogen Avraham, without any qualifications, a tzaddik ben tzaddik is at a higher level, and that's the Baal Tefillah he should choose. And some want to distinguish Yom Neroim or not Yom Neroim, but Pashtus, it means throughout the year. A tzaddik ben tzaddik is a higher level, and therefore his tefillahs are better than a tzaddik ben Rosh or a tzaddik she'inim b'yuchas. That's the shit of the Mogen Avraham. And that's obviously based on the Gemara, Rashi and Chumash, Rashi and our Sedra, without qualification. A tzaddik ben tzaddik is at a higher level. In a domer tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik. That would mean, mashma, that even if he's at a lower level than a tzaddik ben rosho, from the Mogen Avraham, the fact is he's a miyuchas, his father's a tzaddik, as opposed to someone else, who may even be in a higher level than him, because Tzadik ben Rosho, the Tzadik ben Tzadik, taken literally, maybe you can argue about that, but that's if you take the Mogen Avraham literally, a Tzadik ben Tzadik is the one you should go for, even though the Tzadik ben Rosho, he might even be at a higher level. But Tzadik ben Tzadik, because he's got Yichus HaVoiso, he's the one you should choose to be a Baal Tefillah. That's the Mogen Avraham. The Tur, and the Taz quotes the Tur at some length, and this is a debate, and the Torah quotes his father, the Rosh is in Tshuvas, and there's a machlokus as to how to learn the Pshat in the Rosh. That leads us to two further interpretations. Says the Taz quotes the Torah, so if the Torah is a greater length in Simon Nun Gimel. Kosa b'shem Rosh, the Torah writes in the Adoni Ovi Rosh, she'ein malus hashatz toli b'yichus mishpocha. The level of a shliach tzibur is absolutely nothing to do with his yichus. The imu min mishpocha bezuyo. If he comes from a low level family, but tzaddik, but nonetheless he himself is a tzaddik. Tov lekarev mizera rechokim shenema sholom sholom larochok v'akorov. Which we saw is the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah. Again, well, that's based on the Gemara. Quotes that pasuk. That's like Rabbi Abo. Tov lekarev mizera rechokim shenema sholom sholom larochok v'akorov. Nothing to do with yichus. Tov lekarev rechokim mizera rechokim, and therefore he should have a din kedimo. Comes along the Marshal, interpreting the Torah. Marshal, you've got three places. The Marshal, he's got Hagos on the Torah, he's got in Yamsha Shlomo. And he's also got the Tshuvas Marshal, and it doesn't say exactly the same in all three places. But anyway, we'll quote the Marshal as quoted by the Taz. Says the Marshal, Mikol Mokem im Shneim Shovim Bevadai Moyuchus Kodem. Although the Rosh says Yichus doesn't have any bearing on the matter, however, if they're both at the same level, the Tzadik Ben Rosho and the Tzadik Ben Tzadik, then go for the Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Mogen Avraham goes further. Mogen Avraham seems to say that you go for the Tzadik ben Tzadik, even if he's a lower level than the Tzadik ben Roshan. But the Marshal says, at least if at the same level, then that's what the Gemara says. You go for the Tzadik ben Tzadik. That's what the Gemara says. Tzadik ben Tzadik, his tefillos are answered first. That's how the Marshal understood the Rosh. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, but l'fi ani yasdati, mide kosav ha-rosh, tov lekarev mizera rechokim, shemami no sheyesh kan oid acher mizera she'inam rechokim, loshen tov lekarev mashma sheyesh breiro. If it's tov lekarev, afilo hochi tov lekarev zera she'inam yuchus, kidei lekarev zera l'shchino. The Rachmona Liberboy. So Taz says, that's not the mashmos of the Rosh. The mashmos of the Rosh is tov lekarev the rechok, not like the Marshal says, only if he's at the same level as Tzadik ben Tzadik. He said, even if he's at a lower level, just the opposite of the Mogen Avraham. The Tzadik ben Rosh, or Tov Lekarev, that's the Mashmos of the Rosh, we don't look at Yichus at all. Yichus has nothing to do with it. It's regarding the person. Someone who's a Tzadik, he's a ben Rosh, then it means he's mushpal, he's got shaflus, and he's got humility, and therefore it's better to be mekarev the Tzadik ben Roshah, even if he's not at the same level as the Tzadik ben Tzadik. And it's much more likely that Tzadik ben Roshah is not going to be at the same level as the Tzadik ben Tzadik, as we mentioned before. The Tzadik ben Tzadik has got a head start, and so the Tzadik ben Roshah is highly unlikely he's going to reach the level of the Tzadik ben Tzadik. It can happen, of course, but it's not necessarily so. Even so, says the Taz, the Tzadik ben Roshah should have priority. Ah, the Gemara says Tzadik ben Tzadik. Nonetheless, says that that's the pshat of the Taz, that the Yomikar, that you should give priority to the Tzadik ben Roshah, because even if he's not the same level as the Tzadik ben Tzadik, that's how the Taz learns pshat. He argues with the Marshal. You have a very interesting Elior Rabo and Elior Zuta. It's repeated twice, once in Elior Zuta, once in Elior Rabo, same author. And it says the Elior Rabo, Kosev HaBach B'Shem Marshal. He quotes the Marshal, Dim Shneim Shovim, if both are equal, Vadai Meyuchus Kodim L'Sheinu Meyuchus. The one who's Meyuchus, all things being equal, the Tzadik Ben Tzadik takes priority. Not like the Mogen Avraham, which says the Tzadik Ben Tzadik takes priority, and the presumption is in the Mogen Avraham, even if he's at a lower level than the Tzadik ben Roshah. Marshal says, for the Pshat and the Rosh would seem to be that if at the same level, then you give priority to the Tzadik ben Roshah. But if the Tzadik ben Tzadik is at a higher level, then certainly you give it to the Tzadik ben Tzadik. Says the Elior Rabo, V'lero masha kosav Marshal b'tshuvas. The Bach quotes the Marshal, and it's like the Taz quotes the Marshal. He says, but they didn't see what the Marshal said in Shuvas. And if you read the Marshal in Shuvas, you see the Marshal saying something a little bit different. V'lero masha kosav Marshal bet Shuvas simin chof. De davke bet filas atzma yesh filuch sheshchus avoysov mesayata. He says there's a difference where you're being mespalel for yourself or you're being mespalel for the tzibur. So when the Gemara says that ain't the Dome, Tfilas Tzadik ben Tzadik, that's if you mispalel for yourself. And that's the Yaakov Avinu was mispalel for himself. Then, Eina Dome, Tfilas Tzadik ben Tzadik, and Tfilas Tzadik ben Roshah. When it comes to the Tfilah for the Tzibur, then on the contrary, it's the Tzadik ben Roshah has priority, says the, and he's quoting from the Marshal. The difference between a Yochid mispalel for himself and when you're a Shliach Tzibur. And he quotes some interesting sources for this. Avon mispalel bavur hatzibur adaraba chashuva hi lefnei hamokem shemeiniach maase avosov. If he mispalel for the tzibur, then someone who is not a meyuchus and he comes from a very poor background, he is much to be preferred than the tzadik ben tzadik. But when you mispalel for tzibur, for a yochid, that was the case of Yaakov Avinu. That's what Rashi is talking about. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Tzadik ben tzadik, you mispalel for yourself. Tzadik ben Tzadik. We aspire for the Tzibur, a Tzadik ben Roshah has Kedima. What's the source? Rein posuk b'matei Moshe. V'kein irali muchach mehoda pirish be'asora ma'amoros. He quotes the Asora ma'amoros. Again, a very good source. And he quotes the Gemara the famous Gemara about the Avinu Malkeinus, Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol and Rabbi Akiva. It was no rain, so Rabbi Eliezer went down to be Misbalel, and he Omar Choftal Adrenonis, he said 24 Tfilis, but then he wasn't answered. Yorad Rabbi Akiva Lifnei Ateva, and Rabbi Akiva was not a Beyuchus, Rabbi Akiva came from a very low background. Rabbi Akiva Lifnei Ateva Venena. The Gemara says, Lo Shezeh Godel Mizeh, and the Shezeh Mavir Al Midosov, who Pirish Beasora Mamoris, Shemavir Al Masse Avosov. He's Mavir, not the usual interpretation of Mavir Al Midosov, I must add, but he's Mavir Al the Midas that he got from his parents. He's overcome his poor yichus, if you like.